Rahman Rahim. Yesterday we started a section on the prescriptions of the daily a'mal, the daily devotion. What a person should be doing to correct his life, to change his life. How should his daily pattern be? What should be his routine? He wants to connect now with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a holistic approach, as we explained, with a holistic approach, you'll have the do's and you'll have the don'ts. Don't only have one side, do this and leave out, or nothing mentioned about what you shouldn't be doing. And then we gave the example of a person who's diabetic. He can take the diabetic medications, but on the other side, he keeps on pushing sweet stuff, and stuff that will put the sugar up, keeps on pushing carbohydrates and other things that doesn't help his condition. He has a lot of cool drinks, whatever it may be. But now that on one side, he's not keeping out the don'ts. He's only doing the do's. So he won't see that desired effect and the desired benefit. Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, will give another example. He says, like a person that's got the air condition on in the car. Air condition is on, but the windows are open. So he's doing the do's. He's putting the air condition on. But the don'ts of keeping the windows, don't keep the windows open, that he's not keeping, he's not abiding by, not adhering to. So he won't feel the coolness of that air, because that hot air from outside all the time is continuously coming in. So the benefit won't be felt if a person only does 50%. Here he has to use a holistic approach. So the first thing that was mentioned yesterday, point number one, the most important point is to refrain from all sins, all type of gunas a person refrains from, which he has made tawbah for. And now a person, if he makes a mistake in this regard, he must make tawbah again and seek forgiveness at the earliest opportunity. The next thing, point number two, the second part of this prescription is, special care must be exercised to fulfill the rights of others. Special care must be taken to fulfill the rights of others, whether such obligations pertain to physical or monetary matters. We'll explain what is the difference between a physical right and a monetary right that somebody else has. So special care must be taken, whether it's physical or whether it's monetary, they must be either promptly carried out or settled with the person concerned. Just quickly to understand it, that the physical right is, person is a neighbor, person is a boss, person is a husband, person is a wife, person is a child, this is my parent. What rights do they have over me? I'm working for somebody, this is my boss, what rights do they have over me? I'm the boss, I got an employee, what rights does he have over me? So like that, the person is a musalli now, the person that I'm coming in the masjid, that person who I parked behind, he has a right to come out. I shouldn't be blocking him. So now all these are termed as physical rights. There's no money involved, but the person has a right. The right a person has of using the masjid while it's clean. So when I go into the masjid, I ensure that the masjid is clean. If I happen to use the toilet, I ensure that when I leave the toilet, also the toilet is clean. The next person has the right to use a clean toilet. So like that, all these rights a person is taking into consideration. He uses something, he leaves it back in a better condition. He takes out his shoes, he makes sure he puts it on the shoe rack. So these are just simple examples. Person like that at home is using the bathroom. If water happens to fall on the floor, now he cleans up the place, he wipes it, he makes it very neat. But somebody else has a physical right to come use the thing in that type of condition. So all this is known as physical rights that people have. And monetary rights, the person is owing money. So now he ensures that he pays the money back. Time comes to pay, person is not shirking, he's not hiding away, he's not gone overseas. Sometimes we hear of incidents, the person is gone for Umrah, he's gone for Hajj. Now because it's difficult, you're not hearing so many of these type of incidents. But before it was a very common thing. Person is owing money, and next thing you hear is gone for Hajj. Next thing you hear is gone for Umrah. One person was complaining. He said that a certain person was owing me money, and then he was just gone for another maybe 20th or 30th Hajj, Allahu Alam. He's owing me so much of money, but he's gone. And if I have to ask him to for the money, he'll tell me, you know what, I'm not owing you, my company is owing you. Company is owing the money, it's not me. In other words, the company that he's the director of, he owns that company. But he'll say, no, my business is owing the money, I'm not. So make that type of excuse, and he's gone. So this is all known as monetary rights that people have. So they must either be promptly carried out or settled with the person concerned. It has to be taken into consideration that obligations towards people are far more serious than those towards the Creator. There will not be any salvation on the day of Qiyamah without the settlements of others' rights. One may adopt a suitable method for this. So what he's saying is that these things, Allah Pak's right of reading Salah, for example, keeping Roza, these are all the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even more serious than this is the right of people. Why? Because on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak won't forgive you until that person whose right you ate up, that person forgives you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. So this is what he's trying to say. It's very, very serious that the rights of people should be considered. The personal or physical obligations include abstaining from degradation, insulting, abusing towards the scholars of deen, as well as other Muslims. So the physical rights, don't abuse anybody physically, don't harm anybody mentally, don't abuse anybody in any type of way. Person shouldn't in any way abuse or hurt anybody. Sometimes it's emotionally, sometimes psychologically also people get abused. Refraining from swearing, vulgar language, backbiting and fabricating stories about others all falls under the category of human rights. Monetary rights of people include not holding back or depriving anyone of their rightful share of assets with the help of the courts, etc. and abstaining from giving the taking of bribery, etc. One important point here is sometimes we don't realize that a right is being held by us not distributing the estate quickly. Somebody passed away, and very often you'll find that the estate takes years and years. Sometimes a person is gone old also, but his father's estate, mother's estate is not yet wound up. And now other people are passing away and it's creating more complications. So even by not distributing the estate and delaying in that is also delaying in people's monetary rights. Here it is most important that all worldly affairs and transactions should be carried out with extreme care and tact in accordance with the Sharia. Some people are careful about their worship, but are not so particular about the Sharia in their day-to-day transactions. We are as bound by the laws of Sharia in our worldly affairs as we are in our worship. Some people are so careful, that they, which is a good thing that they are careful, that they must be in the masjid early, they must be performing a salah, they must be careful about all these acts of Sharia. But he's explaining that a person is also duty-bound to keep the rights of people, and this is also part of Sharia. It doesn't mean that reading namaz only is part of Sharia. Keeping the rights and fulfilling the monetary transactions of people is also part of Sharia. Those who are learned should at all times carefully study the books containing the rulings of the Sharia, which relate specifically to their occupations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, such an important part of our life that sometimes is just overlooked because we are so carried away with the mundane activities and routines. The rights of people sometimes get trampled upon and you don't realize it. Therefore, Hazrat Muhammad Masroor rahmatullahi, a great, great portion of his bayanat would be dedicated to speaking about the rights of the wife. Great portion of it. He explains and he says that very often the rights of the woman gets taken away and people don't even realize it. They don't even realize it. And that woman also won't complain, so this person won't even realize that he's eating up so many rights of the woman. Sometimes it's of the weak, sometimes it's of the oppressed, sometimes of the staff also. They can't say, they won't say anything, they're afraid. But we should be asking ourselves, if we happen to be in that position, would we have liked the way this person is treating us? If the answer is yes, it's a very easy acid test. The answer is yes, then we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we continue treating them well. And if the answer is no, then immediately we should make tawbah. We should try and make up for whatever way we have hurt anybody in any event. May Allah forgive us tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdika, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.